You are listening to Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency.
Welcome back, brand builders. This is episode number 23 of the Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency. Once again, I am your host, Kip Russell, the social media manager for Art Version, a few other brands, marketing enthusiast, and that's right, I even wrote a TV theme song. This week at the Art Version offices, we were helping a few brands start their social media strategies and campaigns. These brands had no previous experience on social media, no Facebook, no Twitter, nothing. So while building these things and talking about strategy, we said the first thing you should consider before you post or do anything on social media is, what is your brand voice? And we're always, like we usually are at the office, met with sort of blank stares when talking about brand voice and social media. We thought this would be a great subject to talk to our brand builders about, and something that you should be talking to your clients about, or even if you're building your own company, you should consider before you start posting. Brand voice and social media. We all know that social media is the new frontier for, you know, our marketing efforts, and companies have finally gotten the memo in 2012 and are making or taking their first steps into the social media world. We understand there's going to be a learning curve until your marketing team finds their recipe for social media success. The first year will be a lot of trial and error and figuring out what your audience enjoys and how you guys can implement these strategies into your day-to-day marketing efforts. The exciting thing is you're on your way to creating a strong following of engaged brand advocates and a passionate community that can help you effectively spread your message throughout the web and in the real world. Remember, when stepping out into the social media world, that you need to consider your brand voice. You may make tactical errors or strategy errors when you first begin using each social media platform, but keeping the integrity of your brand voice authentic and honest through these mediums will ensure that you don't lose valued history or just valued clients. So we want you guys to consider these four points when you're developing your brand voice for your social media efforts. Number one, what is your character persona? This is the home base for your brand voice. The question you're asking yourself here is, what does your brand sound like? What is the character, right? To figure this out, you should think about who your clients are. If you have multiple audiences, you may need to have a more flexible brand voice, or you may determine that you need multiple social media channels to reach different audiences. For example, if you're a sports bar, your character might be the knowledgeable bartender on social media, where you talk about things related to the bar, humor, joke, relationship advice, so on and so forth, and you engage with your members like you're the bartender of the bar. This may just give your social media efforts a fun, light, engaging bartender like your bartender should be, right, at your restaurant. If you're a nonprofit who helps kids with maybe disabilities, maybe your voice is going to be more like the nurturing or caring mother, where, you know, you give valued information, you make sure your followers are doing okay, and you're very gentle and kind. So the first thing you want to do is sort of develop a character similar to like acting. You're developing your voice out there. This isn't as hard as it sounds like. You're thinking about who your audience is. Again, like we're a marketing company, so our brand voice is very authentic, honest, informative, but at the same time, we might have a little bit of humor mixed in with our social media efforts. And we're always trying to be cutting edge. You know, we're talking about the latest topics. Our character, our persona is basically a marketing guru. So you guys want to consider this when you're going out there. I can give examples for each and every business. You might already have the persona. What is it like in your company every day? What are the questions you're answering in your business? Are people coming into your, you know, ice cream shop to ask about car parts? No, they're coming in to find out what's the best flavor and different things like that, and, you know, latest trends maybe in your niche. So when you're creating your character persona, think about who you already serve and what sort of your character already is. What I want you to do here before we move on is to write down 4 to 8 words that describe your character persona, such as maybe your character is friendly, playful, warm, authoritative, inspiring, or professional. The second trait we're talking about when considering your brand voice is, what is your tone? Or better yet, what is the attitude of your company? Are you the wisecracking jokester or the compassionate nonprofit? The tone dictates the energy and move your company is giving off through the social media space. Tone is basically the underlying vibe that emanates from your brand's communication. This is where you want to establish your credibility, place your brand in the past, present, and future, and subtly alert fans and followers to whether your brand is going to be wide open or a bit buttoned up, be a show-off character or is something like a street-savvy hip-hop artist. But understand that being humble goes further than anything in terms of generating customer loyalty. Again, before we move on to number three, I want you to write down 4 to 8 words that describe the tone or the attitude or the vibe your company wants to put out. Are you personable? Are you honest? Are you humble? Are you direct? Are you clinical? Are you scientific? Are you techie? Stuff like that. Number three, what is the language you're going to be using? Things to consider with language are what types of words, phrases, and jargon you'll be using. You don't want to try too hard in this area to use current slang, but you should be up to date in the latest verbiage in your field. Although your brand may be an expert in the field, but coming off like you're smarter than your customers could turn people off pretty quickly. So establish the appropriate brand language. We'll give you a foundation, again, of the types of word, phrases, and jargons that will be used in your social media communications. If you want to sound exclusive, use insider language and acronyms. You want to sound hip, stay up to date in the latest slang, but be careful, again, if you make the misstep of slang, you don't want to look like you're trying too hard. Again, you want to be authentic here, okay? So again, write down 4 to 8 words that really describe the language you're going to be using here. Is the language going to be complex, simple, savvy, jargon-filled, insider, fun, serious, whimsical, and so on? Okay, number four, what is your purpose? This is the final and most important part of your brand voice. What is your purpose? Why are you here? Are you simply using social media to blast out information about your company? Or are you here to serve, entertain, inform your customers or consumers about your brand? It's important to remember social media is a two-way street when you're communicating. Building relationships with your consumers and using these portals to learn about your consumer or how to better service them is the correct way to use these mediums. The more people are invested in your company's day-to-day efforts or the mission, the more they will support them financially. Understand that your purpose will change as you mature in your understandings of these mediums, but that your intentions and actions should be honest from the get-go. Your brand voice and social media can help customers understand what you want to do with and for them. Are you working to educate your user base? Do you want to delight them? Do you want them to get them to visit your store or website just because they're amused by what you're writing? And even if you don't want to sell stuff, what can you give people to help them become engaged in your brand? So before I kind of conclude here, I want you guys to write down 4 to 8 words that describes your purpose. Are you engaged? Are you here to entertain, educate, delight, inform, sell, enable, or just amplify your company message? Once you've sort of brainstormed with these four voice attributes, develop a roadmap for your brand voice, which you can share with everyone who is involved in writing for or speaking on behalf of you guys in your social media efforts. This roadmap can be as simple as a one sheet or just, like I said, the list of your character breakdown. Maybe you guys do something fun where you draw, you know the character, what it looks like, and how you're going to act on these front lines. You can even add buzzwords here, the words which describe your brand and which you want to have used when appropriate. For example, if you're Disney, your buzzwords are something like kingdom, magical, magic, family, experience, fun. Then add some do's and don'ts, guidelines for your engagers, so they can get a feel of the types of language and content you expect them to create. So once you've sort of summarized and gone over this and maybe had some fun with it, drawing your persona and really getting ready to go, now you can start implementing your social media strategy. Now that you know who you are, we'll give you sort of an example of what you should be doing. To bring this all the way back to the beginning, like I said, if you're the knowledgeable bartender, you're going to be talking about, you know, things relevant to your customers, sports, you know, women, education, relationships, humor, putting jokes out there. All this stuff will keep people engaged with your company on a day-to-day basis. So I hope you guys have learned a lot and really consider strongly brand voice before you begin moving into these social media endeavors. Again, I learned a lot researching the topic, and I hope you guys learned a lot listening to this podcast. That's it for episode number 23 of Rediscover Your Brand podcast. Please like on Facebook or engage with us on Twitter. We love to chat with our listeners and our current clients and things like that. And we give plenty of helpful up-to-do information on our blog as well. I'm Kip Russell. I just want to say thanks for listening, everyone, and I'll see you next week on episode number 24 of Rediscover Your Brand podcast. Take care.
You have been listening to the Rediscover Your Brand podcast, made possible thanks to support from Art Version Interactive Agency.